go hit a home run. That's great songs. All the music tonight. If you have your Bibles, wave them at you if you got one tonight. Amen. If you got that phone, you're watching that, that's all right. As long as you got to turn to the Bible. Amen. Let me give you a few more requests that came online. Kenny Lane wants us to pray for his unsaved family members. Janet Atkins wants us to pray for Michael Miranda Hayes, no safe travel. Also, I thought I had on my list, but I read over it. Brother David Spitzer, you praying for David. He's doing better. He's recovering from COVID-19. Patricia Dickerson, I believe, has COVID. Her mother and sister-in-law has COVID-19. We mentioned Kay Mouse's request for Mike Hansen that's on a ventilator. Also, Kathy Davies and her family. A lot of needs, amen? I want you to go to a verse that, I'm going to ask this before, I'm going to ask you a question in a moment, to a verse that is so popular. I don't know why right now. God's been taking me to popular verses. I did Sunday night on a popular verse. This coming Sunday, I've got a couple verses that are just popular verses. Or at least I like to think they are. And tonight's verse is a popular verse. And I want to ask in a moment, how many of you got it memorized? Turn to Ephesians, and I'm only going to read one verse of Scripture tonight. I'm going to do an exegesis of the verse and an exposition of the verse and just deal with this verse. I'm going to deal with it from three different thoughts I found in this verse. I want to be an encouragement to you. Maybe you came tonight kind of droopy or just everything's got you kind of in a whirlwind. And I understand what you're going through. But I want you to look at Ephesians 3. If you're there, say amen. Amen. And verse 20. How many of you got this verse memorized? I see about four or five. Yeah. Now, let me ask you. Can I give you a challenge? Why don't you memorize this verse and put it to practice this next week? Would you do that? Memorize this verse. Just one verse. A very popular verse. A not real hard verse to memorize. But I'm like Joe, I'm not going to start because I'll probably mess it up then. But I do want to read it. Will you stand to your feet and let's read it. And then I'll pray and bring a thought tonight. How many of y'all believe the Bible?
Amen. Amen, preacher.
Let me ask you, when I read this verse and you read this verse, do you believe it's true? I see so many people, God's got a blessing for you. But what blocks you from your blessing is your unbelief. And I may mention that in a moment. And I just read the verse. It's a great verse. Now unto him, that's God, that is able. In a little while, we're going to build a pyramid out of this verse. To do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now, I'm asking you, how many of y'all believe that's true? Our Father, I asked you tonight to help me. Just to do a little exegesis, to encourage people tonight. That's all I want to do. And Lord, I want to be a blessing tonight. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen. I am aware of something. I'm aware that many of us have problems that we thought we'd never have. As a pastor, we were talking about it this week. I've been pastoring now for 47 years. I'll be honest with you. I have, in the last 5 years, had to deal with stuff I thought I'd never deal with. I never even thought about it. Come on now. And I'm sure in your life tonight, you've got some issues or some problems that you're facing that you never thought you'd ever face. We're under pressure tonight like we've never been under pressure before. We're under pressure. I mean, we're getting battered all around. Hey, we're living in a godless society. Somebody help me preach. We're living in a society that's anti-God and anti-Christ and anti-Bible and anti-about everything that we believe in. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to paint a big, pretty picture to you. I'll be honest with you. We've had some tough years the last few years. But if you think we've had tough years the last few years, we're getting some folks in office now that are totally against what we have. That are not going to be Bible friendly and not going to be church friendly and not going to like what we're doing. But we still got to believe this verse will deliver us from anything and any pressure they put on us. And I dare say, not only do we have problems and pressure and persecution, I won't be honest with you, people ain't near as nice as you used to be. Amen. I was talking about that. Used to be when somebody got mad and left the church. Well, that's normal. People just do that. They're just, you know, that's how they are. But now that, man, they ain't like it used to be. They just go find them another church and love another preacher until they get mad at him. And now, man, they go out of the church, want to kill everybody that moves, want to assassinate your character, want to do everything they can. That's just the way it is anymore because we're in a hateful, ungodly society. But can I give you some truth tonight? Now unto him that is able. I was reading one time and about the miracle of the Red Sea, and I read a book and had an illustration about a skeptic that challenged somebody about where the location was. They said it was the Reed Sea. Well, actually, they're wrong. It was the Red Sea. They said the Reed Sea, and it was only 6 inches deep. And, you know, they were able to go across. I want y'all to know something. What a miracle was that. If it was the Reed Sea, it was only 6 inches deep. God drowned Pharaoh, his chariots, and everything else in 6 inches of water. Somebody help me preach. George Barna had a survey that said only 78% of the people now in America believe in God. That's down from 93%. Only 57% believe in biblical miracles. I want to raise my hand and tell you something tonight. I'm in the 100% club. I believe God created the world. I believe he controls the world. Somebody help me preach. Hey, man, and he can do anything to this world, for this world, and by this world, with this world, in the world, he chooses to do. Amen. Adrian Rogers said this. How many ever listen to Adrian Rogers? Now, I like Adrian Rogers. Amen. He made this statement. I may make this twice. It's so good. He said this. Ignorance of God makes belief impossible. But knowledge of God makes unbelief impossible. I just read a verse. I just wonder how many. Y'all all raise your hand real readily. I believe that. I hear to that. Well, how many of us apply it and believe it personally, and it has transformed us? Somebody help me. I want to preach on this subject tonight. And I'll let you fill in the blank you want to put in your notes. Here's two words is all I'm preaching on. God is. Now here's what I want you to do. Just fill in the blank. God is. What is it? God is. God is. Hey, God is right now actively, intentionally, and personally involved in my life, and I like it. My God is a refuge and strength in a time of need. My God, he is good. Somebody say amen right there. In the first three chapters of the book of Ephesians, it talks about doctrine. And then the last three chapters talking about our direction from God. Somebody say amen. Now, let me give you three things. Now, I want you to write this down quickly, and I'm going to preach it to you tonight. Woo! First of all, God is matchless in his behavior. Look at verse 20. Now unto him that is. What'd I say? Fill in the blank. I remember a pastor come out of church and he was talking to a young boy. He said, I'll give you a dollar if you can tell me something God done. And the little boy looked at him and said, I'll give you a handful of dollars if you can tell me something he didn't do. Somebody help me preach. Thank God he's able. Let's look at his personal. He's personally capable. I'm not serving a demon God. I'm not serving a dead God. I'm serving an old time God. I'm serving an everlasting God. I'm serving an all powerful God. I'm serving an omnipotent God. I'm serving an omniscient God. I'm serving a God that is able. Whew. Amen. The book I have in my hand tonight, and I hide in my heart, is a history book. You said, what do you mean by history? It's his story. From Genesis to Revelation, it's all about God. Whew. The Bible said Genesis 1, in the beginning, God. Somebody asked me the other day, said, well, why didn't God prove that he exists? Because he don't have to. Because the only way you're going, hey, what he expects you to do? He expects you to believe he exists. Amen. Somebody say amen right there. Amen. And how can you look at nature? And how can you look at your own body? And how can you exist in this world and not think there's a God? Good preaching, Reverend. Well, I like it. In the end of the Bible, Revelation 22:21 said, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. And in between all these tenets of Revelation, we find in this book, page after page, tells about his story. 2 Chronicles 25 said he's able to benefit us. Come on, Ashley. Let me ask you something. How many of you, since you got saved, you got more than fire insurance? You know, I got more than fire insurance. I want all y'all to know something. I'm a blessed guy. I got benefits. Daniel 3 says he's able to bring us out of the fire. Any of you in the fire, he's able to get you out. In 2 Corinthians 9, he's able to build you up. There are a lot of people tearing people down all the time. You don't need to tear somebody down, but I got a God that can build you up. Ephesians 3:20, I just read it. He's able to bless us. How many of you tonight just feel blessed? Man, I tell you what, I feel blessed tonight. Yeah. Come on. Whoa. I feel blessed. In Hebrews 2, he's able to better us. I got to be honest with you. Can I just about ready to take a shout here? Can I tell you something? I can go back to you. My birthday is January 31st, 1973. Okay? That makes me 48 years in the moment. And I got to be honest with you. He took an old bartender's boy. And I wasn't fit for nothing. Everybody thought I was going to be a failure. And save me. Called me to preach 6 months later. I was pastoring 6 months after that. And been pastoring ever since. And ever since I got called to preach, I've had somewhere to preach every Sunday. And you said, how can you explain that? How can you? Only one word, God. Amen. Somebody help me. How many of y'all's a lot better off than you used to be? You know the pit you were in. You know the hole you were in. You know the losses you were in. But he came to where you are, delivered you. Somebody help. Woo. Let me tell you some things. I don't have time to go to the verses. I'll just tell you the verses. Titus 1:2 says, God cannot be untrue. Let God be true and every man a liar. Hey, James 1:13 said, God can't be holy. Don't you ever tell me God done something wrong. He don't have capability of doing anything wrong. You say, well, he's made mistakes in my life. No. You made mistakes that brought repercussion in your life, but he ain't made none. You made decisions that weren't right, but he ain't made them. And he didn't lead you to do what you've done. You've done it on your own. Getting quiet in here. God cannot be untrue. God cannot be unholy. God cannot be unfaithful. He's a faithful God. He's an on-time God. You said, but sometimes it don't seem like he's on time. He's on time all the time. And then he's presently able or available. Now unto him that is able. We come to that little word which we're going to focus on. He is. Not that he was able or that he will be able. He is able. Amen. Here's what's wrong with a lot of you and me sometimes. We can name stuff he's doing in the past for us. But we can't name nothing now. I want you to know something I can tell you. I've seen God move in my life this week. I've seen him work this week. Hallelujah. See, he is creator behind all creation. He's designer behind all design. He's lawmaker behind all law. He's the supreme fact of science. He's the supreme fact of philosophy. He's the supreme fact of history. He's the supreme fact of life. He's the supreme fact of death and eternity. God is. And secondly, tonight, now, if you got a pen and paper, I'll let you do this with me. I see him in Ephesians 3:20, he's limitless in boundary. Now, you want to build a pyramid? How many know what a pyramid is? Okay. Can I build one for you? Look at the verse. I want you to look at the verse and build it with me. If you want to write it down, it's pretty good. I've done it. I got my notes. It's so good, I shouted three times. I called it a pyramid progression of divine enablement. I don't think y'all got that. A pyramid progression of divine enablement. You come to church tonight battered and beaten. I got a God that's able to deliver you and give you victory. Let's break this first down. Let's just do it. I'm building a pyramid. Did I say that? Now unto him. That's the first layer. And by the way, everything ought to be unto him. Now let's look at this. Now unto him that is. Just build a little bit more than that pyramid. Y'all got it? Let's build some more. Now unto him that is able. Is it getting better? Fourthly. Now unto him that is able to do. Started to get real good. Now unto him that is able to do, Chad, exceedingly. Let's build it some more. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly. Let's do it some more. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. You can't ask too much or too high for God not to be able to take care of you. You know what our problem is? We really don't believe that. Why would we be in our mess as we are in if that really we have? Why is everything so upside down? Come on now. If that's true. Let's dissect that a little bit. More than we can inquire. You can't ask too much of God. You can ask too little, but you never can ask too much. Somebody help me preach. Call unto me, and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. See, some of you have lost faith. Some of you have lost belief. and you lost faith and you lost belief now, everything seems impossible. I got a God that can restore your life. I got a God can do everything you need tonight if you trust Him. Whoa. Let me go further. Can I? Y'all mind? Not only more than I can inquire, more than I can imagine. Not only ask, but think. I remember when I first got saved. And I won't be honest with y'all now. I'll tell y'all something. I got turned loose quick. If I was going to preach in 6 months, Lois. I remember when just before I got called to preach, God was working on me about preaching. And he was speaking to me about it. I never imagined that I could do this. I mean, I had a real pretty English teacher, the one got me through English. She loved me. I didn't love her, but I liked what she could do when she gave me Amazing Bees. I came home with an A from her class. My mom looked at me and said, "How do you do that?" I said, "I had a pretty English teacher." Just a man. Just think. That word means consider, perceive, observe, or understand. Think about this. Consider the sun. It is 93 million miles from Earth, with a diameter of 864 miles. And it has 2 billion billion tons of gas. And the sun could go on burning for another 50 billion years and never lose its power. But it don't even break a sweat on God's head. Consider a lightning bolt. A single bolt is caused by heating the air molecules to 30,000 degrees Celsius, 5 times the temperature of the sun's surface. A bolt is only about 3 inches across. It looks bigger than that. A normal house current is 100 to 200 amp or 20 amp. Average use is about 1,000 kilowatts per month. One bolt of lightning could supply to over 1 billion homes for 1 month. And it don't even raise 1 goosebump on God. Can I tell you what? He made it all. And can I say something about that sun for a minute? Some of you people that believe in evolution, I think you're nuts. Listen, if that sun was 100 miles further away, we would freeze to death. And if it was 100 miles closer, we would burn up. And they think it was a big bang. Something banged your brain if you believe that. Somebody help me preach tonight. I think this is good stuff here. Let me conclude. I got a lot of preaching here. Could you imagine God saying, "You can't inquire too much or imagine too much that I can give." See, I used to just think. I did. I thank God. I want you to give me a church one day. And God, I like to grow it, and I want to grow it to be a big church, one to be a blessing to everybody. Now, I was a bartender boy, and my first church was 18 people. But you want God there? I never imagined I'd be able to pastor a church like Tate Valley Baptist. Build a church like this. See, what I got is a God is so big you can inquire anything you want and imagine and think about it. And He can bring to pass what you're thinking. Amen. I'm doing all right, Joe. Lastly, I'll conclude. Try to. Look at 20C, last part of it here. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according, listen to this, to the power that worketh in us. Now, how many of you said you say, come on, raise them up.
Yes, sir.
Do you all know? Y'all all know this? That God's in you? The Holy Spirit's in you?
Amen.
The Spirit that created the world is in you? The God that moved on creation is in you? Woo! See, supernatural power deposited in us. Why do we live such anemic, weak lives when God's power is in us? That word power is the word dunamis or dynamite. I'm talking about God's Spirit that's in me is dynamite. Supernatural power. Sufficient power to deliver us that worketh in us. The word worketh means energy. See, some power is stored or dormant power, such as in a battery. But God's power is effectual. It's constantly working. Some of y'all could say amen. It wouldn't hurt my feelings. Richard, we'll give you a couple more. I'm almost done. This is so good. I'm about to shout at my own preacher. God stepped out from behind the curtain of nowhere onto the platform of nothing, to nothing, with nothing, and spoke the world in existence. God built a boat and put two of every creature in it. Woo, and protected them. Somebody help me preach. God took his people, 2 million people, crossed the Red Sea on dry ground. Somebody help me preach. He sustained them for 40 years. And by the way, nobody suffered from starvation or dehydration. Man, that's pretty good. I'm about to shout at my own preaching. God conceived a seed in the woman or womb of a virgin so that he could give birth to the only begotten Son. And his name is Jesus.
Amen.
Woo! God took 5 loaves. How many of y'all believe that? 2 fishes. Fed 5,000 men. It's estimated he fed 25,000 people and had 12 baskets full left over. Woo! God delivered 3 Hebrew boys out of a fiery furnace. And I want to give y'all this. And by the way, the Bible said that their clothes didn't have no smoke on it and wasn't singed. And nothing was burnt but one thing. Oh, I want y'all to get this. Ain't nothing was burnt but one thing. You know what was? Them robes. That's the thing that banded them and bound them. How many of you got some ropes on you tonight? And you're bound by those ropes. And they got you tied down. And they got you bounded down. What God wants to do is burn the ropes off. And give you freedom. And give you deliverance. And help you to live a life that is glorifying to Him. I'm trying to land this plane, Chad. You said, what is he to you, preacher? Well, let me just tell you what he is, and I'll be done. To the architect, he's the chief cornerstone. To the astronomer, he's the bright morning star. To the bread, to the baker, he's the bread of life. To the carpenter, he's the master builder. To the doctor, he's the great physician. To the educator, he's the master teacher. Whoop! To the electrician, he's the light of the world. To the farmer, he's the Lord of the harvest. To the florist, he is the rose of Sharon and lily of the valley. To the geologist, he's the rock of ages. Whoop! To the jeweler, he is the pearl of great price. To the lawyer, he's the chief advocate. To the philosopher, he's the wisdom of God. To the publisher, he is the good tidings of great joy. To the sculptor, he's the living stone. To the sinner, he's the Lamb of God that taken away the sin of the world. Let me ask you something. Did you come here tonight with a burden? Did you come here tonight wondering if it's good, what you're going through is going to work out? Can you claim this verse? He's able to do abundantly above, or exceeding abundantly above that we're able to ask or think. Stand with me. If you're here tonight and you're not saved, if you are saved, raise your hand. Amen. If you're not saved tonight, he's able to save you. How many tonight, you got a burden, a problem, something bigger than you, and you can't figure it out, and you just like to have prayer tonight, raise your hand. Slip it up. God bless you. And if you would, just come around the altar and pray. Trust you tonight. Our Father, thank you for this little scripture, just one little scripture. God, that's so powerful, so big. Bless our people as they come and pray and trust you. In Jesus' name, for his sake, amen. Would you come?